Shalom Avracha, we are zeichet to start another day of our lives. David HaMelech says, Ta'amu u'ra'u, ki toiv Hashem. Taste, savor the hashkoch of Hashem, and you will see how good Hashem is. The lashon of te'ima, taste something, means don't just let it go by. The taste process happens by the fact that you keep it in your mouth and you churn it up with your teeth and everything else, and the taste comes out and you pay attention to it. The more you pay attention to it, the more you feel the taste itself, and the more you appreciate it and the more you enjoy it. And this is an important thing. Avodas Hashem, ta'amu, be mizboinen, pay attention to things that are happening, and you'll see Ki toiv Hashem. You'll see so many toivos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good time to start things again. Let us wake up in the morning with the right attitude. Ta'amu ra'u. Pay attention. I am alive. I opened up my eyes. I have another day. Gift of life. Even if I'm tired, but I am more refreshed than I was the day before. One cannot survive without sleep. Sleep is one of the most least understood parts of the human physiology. We know there are four different stages and paradoxical REM sleep, which the body seems to go back to its daily body tone and brain waves, and dafka, that is the time that is the deepest sleep. But lamaisa, it works. All kind of different theories, all kinds of different studies, how it affects the brain, makes the brain work properly, clears out the undesired parts, undesired information in the brain somehow, strengthens the heart, it produces different hormones that we need, gives us the rest, obviously. There's a lot of things going on there, which we don't even know how it happens, but it does happen. And Baruch Hashem, Ta'amu ra'u, just pay attention to all those amazing things that happened in the course of the night when I was just sleeping or dreaming or wasn't dreaming, whatever I did. Ki toiv Hashem, Hashem takes care of me. Can you imagine if we have to do this ourselves? Every day have to take a few hours relaxing this part of the body and jacking up the production of these hormones and cleaning out the undesirable parts in the brain, all different things. We wouldn't be able to do it right. Hashem does an exact measure that is good for us and that's healthy for us. Ta'amu ra'u ki toiv Hashem. Maybe we can make an avoda aside from paying attention to getting up. And once again, the more we pay attention the course of the day, we savor the flavor more, we appreciate it more. We come to the point, the second half of the pasuk, of Tamu Uru Ki Toiv Hashem Ashrei HaGever Yechzer Bo. Fortunate and happy is the person who puts himself in Hashem's hands, under Hashem's protection, takes refuge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That comes after this, after the first thing. The more we pay attention to the tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we have that good feeling that, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy to be in Hashem's hand. There's that tasting, that savoring, as we go through life. And there's also, when you look back, if you look back at so many things, Ki toiv Hashem, so many things we went through in the past in our lives, it didn't work out the way we wanted, and at the time we thought, oh, what does Hashem want from me? Then later on we see, oh, Hashem saved me for something. No shortage of stories about this, and anybody in his own life knows about this, about the business deal a person was dying to do, and it didn't work out, and end up the company went bankrupt. I remember we had a very fine person over here, Reb Shmuel Stimler, Zichron Levracha, Nifter, a few years ago. He was in a work camp in World War II, and the Nazis came up and they said, whoever is able-bodied and strong, come to the side. We're going to send you to another camp to have better conditions. And He was a short guy. And he said that I did everything I can that he should accept me. And they didn't accept me, and I was let down that I have to be stuck in this place. But later on, we found out that all those strong people were shipped out, not to a better place. Rahman al-Islam, they were all killed. So we never know. We try to do what's good for us. But we do know one thing, that Hashem does for us only what is good for us. And therefore, Ashrei Gever Yechzu Bo, we could always feel good and be happy, even in the trying situations. And now we're also going through trying situations. We know that this is all for our benefit and for Klal Yisrael's benefit. And we have to continue taking advantage of it. The biggest koyach we have right now is to, in the choshech, in the darkness, feel Hashem orli, Hashem brings light to me. I know that this is this is tov, this is for my benefit. And I know also that if I use it to be mechazik myself, then I am one of those that are saving Klal Yisrael as a whole, selling individuals. It's a time we have to take responsibility, not less than the soldier on the front line. We're also on the front lines. We have something called here Pikud HaOref, whatever that means. We're not in the back, we're in the front. We're just like the people in Tel Aviv that are working on the computer part of the war effort, and they're essential for the success of the effort, even though they're not in the south, they're in Tel Aviv. We're too, wherever we are, we're also essential for the war effort. We're essential with our Bitochen Hashem, and our Tfilas, and our Hidoas. I mentioned in the past about thanking Hashem. When you say, Moedim al Chayenu HaMesuim B'Yodecho, it's in a plural form. Not only thank Hashem that I'm alive, but that every Jew that's still alive today is alive. Thank Hashem. We appreciate Hashem that you watched over, especially over every one of those of our brothers and sisters that are in places of Sakona, that they're still alive. And I just want to end up with the third point of Tamu Re'u. Take it literally. Before we eat something today, think a little bit into the special Bria that Kodesh Baruch Hu created and brought to our plate with all the chain that it has and its flavor and its smell, texture, and all the nutrients it has within inside of it that are perfectly designed for our needs. Tamaru, then we put it in our mouth and we're tasting the Toiv Hashem, the goodness of Hashem. So we mentioned three things today. Tamaru, to pay attention throughout the day, but we spoke about when we get up in the morning. And we mentioned about when we eat, and also to thank Hashem for the fact that Baruch Hashem, today, all of those that are alive, and should be zeicha to be alive and well, see Yeshua Hashem.